Hello, it's Thursday, October 12th, and you're listening to Wing Radio. I'm Lisa Giuliani.
And I'm Victor Thorne. Welcome to Wing TV. Yesterday, after we got off the air, I was shipping books out. We got a phone call from Laura Medaglia saying, is your TV on? Do you see what's happening? Well, we never keep our TV on here. We rarely watch television. And Lisa, she's like, no, what's happening? She says, well, there's an airplane or a helicopter or something hit another skyscraper in New York City. Now, of course, when you hear that without anything more, you think what? 9/11. You think terrorism. You think, here it goes again. So she says, go quick, turn on the TV, see what's happening. So we did. And what ended up happening was that it was a pitcher for the New York Yankees named Corey Lytle, who was flying his own private jet, or his own private airplane.
I think they pronounce it Lytle.
Lytle, with an instructor. And somehow, they don't have all the details yet, but he flew off course, had mechanical troubles, maybe it was pilot error, who knows. But he flew into this 50-story condominium in the Upper East Side of New York City.
Yeah, strangely enough, it looks like they found either his passport or the pilot log lying below the crash site. What does that remind you of?
Well, there's so many things that are reminiscent of 9/11, and right off the bat, people's dark sense of humor starts coming out. And I know when Loretta called, she says, well, is this building going to fall too? Well, shortly thereafter, I got an email from one of my buddies, and he says, shouldn't this building have fallen down by now? Well,
yeah. You
would think so, but we have to remember that this 50-story condominium wasn't laced with explosives like WTC-1, WTC-2, and WTC-7 were on the morning of 9/11. So this building isn't going to fall, just like those three skyscrapers over 5 years ago wouldn't have fallen, except that they had pre-planted explosives inside them.
Which brings to mind, what the hell are we paying for?
Yeah.
What are we paying for with Homeland Security, tightening up of aviation guidelines and the way that operates? What the hell is the money going for?
Right, that was my first question was, don't you feel a lot safer now? So one of the things I asked Lisa, I said, find out how much money we've spent on Homeland Security since 9/11, and how much has it been, Lisa?
Okay, well, since 9/11, the Department of Homeland Security and its agencies have paid private contractors at least $130 billion. The top 10 contractors were paid at least $65 billion. The department's budget has grown every single year since its inception. In fact, the 22 agencies that joined it to form the department had a combined budget in fiscal year 2003 of $28.2 billion. Okay? For fiscal year 2006, their budget was $40.3 billion. And for 2007, Bush has requested $42.7 billion, nearly as much as it cost to fight the World War One.
Now,
for a year.
I'm sure everybody noticed, but Lisa wasn't saying millions. She was saying billions. And let's put this in perspective. Before 9/11, an airliner had only struck one building ever in New York City prior to that. That was 1945. That was the Empire State Building. Okay? So from 1945, and if we exclude 9/11, it's been a total of 61 years since an airliner or some kind of aircraft struck a building in New York City, in Manhattan. So this isn't something that happens every day. After 9/11, we've now spent billions and billions and billions of dollars to protect New York City, yet this small airliner flown by a baseball pitcher hits a 50-story building in New York City.
Well,
what's the billions of dollars being spent on?
Well, let me tell you. It's grown into a homeland security industry since 9/11. A market research company called Homeland Security Research predicts that this homeland security industry spending is going to grow to $170 billion per year by 2015. Now, think about that. It also seems impossible to determine how big the Department of Homeland Security industry has become. The big money's going to big companies. About $87 billion, that's two-thirds of the Department of Homeland Security spending since 2001, goes to big companies. Of those large companies, seven of them rank in the nation's top 500 companies in 2005. The contractors are cleaning up like crazy. The number of Department of Homeland Security lobbyists has also increased as the amount of corporate interest in Homeland Security has increased. In 2001, there were just two lobbying firms registered as Homeland Security lobbyists with the U.S. Senate Office of Public Records. By the end of 2005, there were, get this, Victor, 543 companies and lobbying firms registered as lobbyists on Homeland Security issues.
So it sounds like an increase of 250%.
And this number is expected to grow exponentially as we enter the sixth year of the War on Terror. Yeah. Now get this, at least $28 billion over the last 5 years has been distributed through these non-competitive processes,
uh-huh.
You know, these contracts that aren't open bid.
Right.
You know, our favorite little companies like Halliburton, Bechtel, and so forth.
Exactly. Now, we have to remember that this wasn't an act of terrorism yesterday. It was an accident. It was an accident. Still, should accidents that glaring with the most vulnerable city in the United States, should accidents be happening like that when hundreds of billions of dollars are spent to prevent it? Should an accident like that, a pilot that's only had his license for a little over a year, if he can accidentally crash into a building in New York City yesterday, here's the bottom line. We're absolutely no safer today than we were on the morning of September 11th, 2001.
Absolutely. I mean, it's crystal clear, isn't it? We saw what happened yesterday.
Now, it's funny, Lisa, because right when this first started happening, all the stations were on it, all the networks.
Uh-huh.
We turned
right
on the TV. Everybody was covering it. Now, by noon today, less than 24 hours later, it's almost a dead story already. The reason why is, first of all, none of the big right-wing commentators, really nobody, wants to say what I just said, that we're no safer today than we were 5 years ago. We're no safer whatsoever. The second
thing, supposedly they scrambled some fighter jets too. For what?
Well,
if it wasn't terrorism, then what would they even bother to do that for?
I wanna mention that. But before that, the second thing they don't want to talk about is here we have an aircraft. Now of course this private airliner was smaller than the aircraft that hit the World Trade Center towers. But we did see flames shooting from the buildings.
Yeah.
We did see smoke shooting from the buildings.
And we're going, gee, so when's this building going to collapse?
Yeah. But see, I haven't heard one commentator on the mainstream media ask that question, but yet it seems like everybody in the alternative media, all of our friends and acquaintances said, when's this tower, when's this building going to fall? So we already have the idea planted in our head, but the mainstream media completely ignored that because, wouldn't you think, Lisa, two skyscrapers that got struck by an airliner that had flames coming out of them, plus one that wasn't even hit by an airliner, all three of them fell on the morning of 9/11, wouldn't you think this one would too?
I was actually waiting for them to say something like totally preposterous, like Al-Qaeda had infiltrated the New York Yankees,
yeah.
You know, or they're going to get Henry Kissinger to head the investigative panel, or
yes.
They can't tell us what really happened with Corey Lytle's plane because it's a matter of national security.
George Steinbrenner's ties to Osama bin Laden, next on CNN.
But they like to remind us of 9/11.
Well, that's what, as I clicked through the channels, that's what Fox News did. They brought on Oliver North, and they talked about this incident in New York City for about 2 minutes. Then the rest of the whole segment was, of course, national security, Arabs, how we have to protect America, how we have to destroy the terrorism on their shores before it comes to our shores. The same mantra over George Pataki.
Yeah.
The same thing.
Oh, it was pathetic. They're using this Corey Lytle tragedy to issue forth more propaganda and reinforce their conditioning on the American people,
yeah,
especially the people of New York City.
Now, you mentioned the jets were scrambled. And,
yeah,
and I can't vouch for this because, as I said, I was clicking through some channels, I was doing other things, so I didn't catch everything. But on CNN, they had Commander Timothy Keating. He's in charge of the Northern Command of NORAD, NORAD's Northern Command. And when he was asked if jets were dispatched or if they were scrambled because of this incident in New York City, I think, Lisa, and I can't be certain, but I thought I heard him say the jets were scrambled after he heard it on CNN. Now, I don't know if this is true or not, but is this what the billions and billions,
yeah,
spent on Homeland Security is reduced to, is that NORAD is scrambling jets after they hear about an event on CNN? And I can't vouch for that, so if I'm wrong, if somebody saw the same interview, let me know. But that's what I thought I heard him say. And if this is true, I'll say it again. We're no safer today than we were 5 years ago.
Let me repeat this, just so you know. Fiscal year 2006, Department of Homeland Security budget, $40.3 billion. This is, now let me remind you, this is just the visible costs. We don't really know how much money gets sunk into Department of Homeland Security under that umbrella. This is just what they're admitting to.
Yeah, that doesn't include the graft.
Fiscal year 2007, the one we've just started, okay, this month, Bush has requested for the next year $42.7 billion. It's expected by 2015 that this number is going to grow to $170 billion a year.
Yeah. Now, this was a baseball pitcher,
yeah,
for the New York Yankees that I'm sure wasn't what you would call a Top Gun pilot. Now, of course, we know that the supposed 19 terrorists on the morning of 9/11, we know they weren't real terrorists either. But
they're pretty accurate enough to be able to aim at buildings, though.
But just think, if there were real terrorists,
yeah,
I mean authentic real terrorists that weren't part of the Mossad or the CIA or the phony Al-Qaeda or anything else. I'm talking about real, authentic, legitimate terrorists. And they said, you know what? On the morning of November 7th, or say the evening of November 7th, whatever day it is, we're going to strike New York City, and we're going to do it for real. Now, if this baseball pitcher for the Yankees can get through and hit a skyscraper,
yeah, how hard is it going to be for a real terrorist?
Hundreds of billions of dollars.
So, obviously, none of the money that's going to Homeland Security is going toward measures
protecting,
to prevent a repeat occurrence, if we're to believe the government's official version of 9/11. None of this money has been going to successfully implement measures to protect anybody here.
And that's why I think this has become a dead story so quickly, is because the establishment, and that means the government and the media,
looks like an ass.
Doesn't want anyone to know that, first of all, this whole Homeland Security thing is a ruse. It's a big shell game where the contractors and the defense industry and the war machine gets filthy rich,
right,
off of our backs. And secondly, they don't want people to know that, guess what? These cities aren't safe at all from real events. Not contrived events,
right,
like 9/11,
right,
was. Real events.
This has been a cash cow for the defense contractors and for corporate Big Brother. Remember what I said. The Department of Homeland Security industry, it's become an industry. They're making money off of deceiving you.
Right. Now, let me ask everybody out there, and you too, Lisa, a few questions. Are you proud of dual Israeli-U.S. citizen Michael Chertoff, the head of Homeland Security? Does he make you feel safe, and are you proud of what he's done?
I don't really know that he's done much of anything.
How about...
No, I'm not proud.
How proud is everybody of the 9/11 whitewash committee, headed by Thomas Keene and Lee Hamilton? They had all these policies, these protocols. Are you glad that they've been so effective to prevent New York City from being struck by another airplane?
How much did they get paid?
God only knows.
For that big sham job.
How proud are we of the FAA and the NTSB that they prevent another occurrence like this
in
New York City?
How about the TSA?
Exactly. How proud are we of the accomplishments of President George Bush. Now, he's the one supposedly in charge of everything, in charge of Homeland Security, in charge of Intel, in charge of the military. And aren't you glad that George Bush will soon be leading us into another war? Another war.
Another year of murder. Another year of torture. Another year of sucking you dry of your money. Another year where he asks for $42.7 billion more.
That's just for Homeland Security.
Right.
Plus the billions and billions for Iraq, the billions for the Pentagon war machine. And
God only knows what else that we're not being told about or are privy to see.
And now we hear day after day. We can't go a day without hearing nuclear weapons.
Uh-huh.
And aren't you feeling safe that George Bush, supposedly the puppet president, the actor phony president, could lead us into Iran? And hopefully, Lisa, this war in Iran will be as successful as our war in Iraq.
And that's successful.
Successful as our war in Afghanistan.
Well, if it is, then we're done. We're screwed.
Yeah.
We're already screwed.
What a president to be proud of.
Yeah.
So that he can go on TV and stammer and stutter and sputter through another press conference.
And smirk.
Yeah. And say how we have to stay the course.
Oh, what about this? Bring it on.
Yeah, bring it on. Well, this pitcher for the New York Yankees brought it on yesterday.
Yeah, he sure did, didn't he?
Right into New York City, the heart of our nation.
So much for homeland defense.
And was he shot down? Was he deterred? Was he sent in an opposite direction? He went right in there and not a damn thing happened.
Would it be that easy to hit the White House, too? Or the Pentagon, again? I mean, this was just a regular skyscraper apartment building in New York City. Would it be that easy to penetrate the D.C. air defenses? I mean, is this the level of security that we have?
Yeah. Now, one of the commentators yesterday, I can't remember if it was Wolf Blitzer, or who's that guy on Fox at 4 o'clock? Neil Cavuto. It was one of them. I was clicking through the channels while I was doing
things. Yeah,
he's
another jarhead.
But one of them said, we have serious security questions.
No kidding. Really?
Man, did they go to Yale to find that out? I mean, how many geniuses does it take to come to that conclusion? But then after that, it was all dropped. There's not day after day after day spent on what has Homeland Security done, like they've done on the Page scandal and Mark Foley.
You know, if there had been some sex going on in that airplane, which caused it to crash, I bet they'd be talking about it for 2 months.
I mean, if Mark Foley was on that plane with a page, then it would be headline news until 2007. But since it brings into question how secure our nation is and what this freaking money has been spent on that's going down this money pit called Homeland Security,
nobody
knows a damn thing. And, again, we have to ask, the one good thing is we're glad that this building, this 50-story condo, didn't fall.
Right, absolutely.
But again,
we didn't expect it to.
Right. But then again, it seems like Israel and the neocons didn't have time to wire this building with explosives before the event happened.
You know, the thing is, you have to watch these events because we never know how the physics is going to work here in America when we have plane crashes.
Yeah. Another thing, now, I was listening to the news on the radio today, and it said within 10 minutes, there were jet fighters dispatched over New York City, Washington, D.C., and 10 other cities. 10 minutes, Lisa. But on the morning of 9/11, an hour and 40 minutes. 100 minutes plus, and nobody was intercepted anywhere to provide security for our nations. But today, 10 minutes. Of course, they didn't prevent it from happening.
No, but what they did yesterday was just for show.
Yeah.
Look, we can scramble our planes.
Yeah.
Look.
A nice little dog and pony show.
We can even do it quick.
You know, in the 10 minutes that it took them to dispatch these planes, a whole hell of a lot of damage can be done in 10 minutes. And as we pointed out in Phantom Flight 93, if the neocons and the Israel firsters hadn't screwed up 9/11, their tactical exercise, so badly that morning, the whole thing would have been done in, what, Lisa, we said 23 minutes, I believe?
I think so.
If all the planes would have taken off on the right time and everything would have gone according to schedule,
Building 7 would have come down a lot sooner.
Right, but the whole event would have been over, or at least the attack part of it, in 23 minutes, okay? So it took them 10 minutes already, so that would have been 10 minutes where a whole hell of a lot of damage can be done. Another thing we have to mention is the stock market, or should I say the stock market lemmings. Because as soon as this was broadcast on the news, what does everybody do? They start dumping their stock.
It tanked.
They go hysterical.
Yeah.
They're like lemmings jumping over the cliff. And what these yuppie suit and tie little automatons remind me of is hair trigger groupthink jackrabbits. You know how jittery jackrabbits are
when
you see them?
And they knee-jerk to everything.
Yeah. So, you know, they're flipping out. They're dumping everything in sight.
Uh-huh.
And then it's only after they're reassured, oh, this was just an accident.
Buy, sell.
Then everything levels back out. It's all right again.
How can you live your life like that?
Yeah. It's just
no wonder they have heart attacks.
Groupthink lemmings is all they are.
And ulcers.
And again, we have to ask, what if this had been a real terrorist event? These people are going to tank our country in a day. I mean, they'll have to shut the stock market down because the lemmings are all going to jump over the cliff.
Well, we just want to thank our government for showing us just how safe we really are after all these years of promises of security. If we just make that nice little neat trade-off of our liberties and freedoms and rights and get all this money sucked out of our pockets and basically get raped over and over and over. We just want to thank our government for all this high degree of protection that's being afforded to all of us.
At least we're all safe.
Yeah.
And when I went down
what a relief.
When I went down to the post office yesterday, I was ready to ship out my orders. There were people in there and I asked, I said, doesn't everybody feel safer now? And they just had this look on their face of like, my God, we're not safer at all.
Yeah, once again, we want to thank all you good people out there that voted this moron into office.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
From the bottom of our hearts.
Yeah. So, since there was so much talk yesterday and today about 9/11, we want everyone to go to the Wing TV homepage because there's an article there called 9/11, Another Pussyfoot Petition. And we mentioned this the other day. Lisa brought it to my attention. That 911truth.org or one of their spin-off organizations, they're all linked together like a big octopus. To get the truth out and to really get the people that did 9/11, what are they doing, Lisa?
They drew up another petition.
There we go. See?
Another gatekeeper petition. Now, the last petition I really pushed because it was for the Scholars for 9/11 Truth, petition to Congress to get the 9/11 evidence released. And they wanted 10,000 signatures. Well, people, they've garnered over 16,000 signatures now. What's going on with that petition?
Yeah, is it
dead in the drawer?
Right. So let's put it into perspective. Over the last few months, Wing TV has come out and others have come out and we've presented overwhelming amounts of evidence proving that Israel played a central role and a 9/11 terrorist attacks. We named names, we pointed the finger, and we showed everybody who the actual culprits were behind this premeditated event. Okay? Israel first.
Not all of them, but the big players.
Right, right. And what we said was this was not only an inside job, but an outside job that was planned, coordinated, and executed by neocons within our government.
Mm-hmm.
And the nation of Israel, certain elements within the nation of Israel. Now, Lisa, you would think that these 9/11 truthers, okay, 911truth.org, well, they also are known by other names, the 9/11 Mafia, the 9/11 War Criminals, the Untruth Movement.
The Containment Cabal.
Right. You would think now that when they finally get proof, who did 9/11? And we don't mean the 19 phony terrorists who really did it.
Yeah.
The first thing they would do is spread this information everywhere in the world. But what did they do? What are they doing again the other day? What did they start?
They started a petition.
A petition.
And get this. They want a million signatures on this one. You know what this is? This is busy work.
Yeah.
This is busy work. I didn't have much faith that the other petition, the one for the Scholars for 9/11 Truth, was actually going to accomplish anything. But I thought it was for a worthy cause, and that's why I spent so many hours sending it around and urging other people to sign it.
And plus, this came right on the heels of when the Scholars for 9/11 Truth were formed. So it was a new idea.
Right.
There was excitement. Now,
right.
I went to that petition just to see it with my own eyes. They said they want a million signatures. When I looked at it yesterday, I think there were 153. Not 153,000. Not 1,053. 153. Okay, so.
Well, this falls right in line with their stall tactics. How they've been stalling and stalling and stalling all these years. You know, and even Kyle Hinton said it's gonna take years. It's gonna take years and years for us to get to the
bottom. We'll never really
know
all the answers.
One of
their mantras.
Yes, we keep spending our time doing busy work, signing useless petitions that end up dead in the drawer.
Okay.
Or never get out the door to begin with.
Now, Lisa, put yourself in the shoes of the people who actually did 9/11, okay?
Uh-huh.
And,
you know, it's like a petition. That's the best we can do.
Yeah. So they're sitting there, and they're like, well, it's been 5 years, and we've had our little containment cabal, and we're the ones that really did 9/11. So we're really afraid now because these people are starting. They're doing what?
A petition.
They're starting. They want people to sign a little online petition.
Impressive, huh?
Yeah.
Wouldn't that scare you if you were the terrorist?
So what we're dealing with here are cold-blooded, savage murderers.
And we're going to fight them with a petition.
Yeah, an e-petition. Not even a real paper petition. An e-petition that has...
A lot of people sign those things with bogus names or cartoon character names or...
Yeah, I saw one, I think it was like Donald Rumsfeld.
Yeah,
So really effective.
Those names don't count, you see.
Yeah.
And then there's other ones that are too gutless to even put their name on it, so those are the anonymous ones.
Really? Now, this is the way to fight the killers!
I mean, it's not like an e-petition is a direct confrontational tactic anyway, but then you sign an e-petition anonymously.
Yeah.
Talk about a coward.
So we've really, well, I'm not saying we, 9/11truth.org and their minions, they're really putting the fear of God in them now because they have another petition.
Yeah.
You know? And so, and you know, Lisa, there's a lot of people.
And look, they get donations too, and this is supposed to be the prominent 9/11 truth group. And if this is the best strategy they can come up with to expose the truth, it's a total disgrace. It's busy work.
Right. And you know what a lot of people say? That this is even a tactic that's used to gather information about patriots. Because they want people to put their names and addresses on them.
Yeah.
And so,
you know what they're doing. They're garnering your contact information.
Yeah. So this is really... And who's it originate from? 9/11truth.org and their little minions.
You know what we have to increase our customer base. Sound familiar?
Yeah, exactly.
We have to be able to table more donations. We need to widen the circle of subscribers and people who buy things and buy the books and buy the DVDs.
Do you want to know the truth?
Yeah.
9/11truth.org and all their little octopus groups that they link to, they were created and assembled before 9/11 even happened.
So actually, it's like a marketing strategy.
Well,
and they're sucking in the good people who really want to get to the bottom of 9/11 and want the truth out.
But the point I'm making is these people were put in place before 9/11 even happened. They were set up to contain this movement. And who could ever forget Kyle Hinz, his infamous line,
I keep trying, but it's not working.
People aren't ready for the truth.
Yeah.
So we'll just keep dragging it out. Day after week after month after year.
We're not ready for the truth, but hell, we are ready for another petition.
Yeah. Like I said in this article, thanks a lot, asshole. Thanks a lot. So, since we named names in 9/11 evil, and since we named names in Phantom Flight 93, in Phantom Flight 93, we have a section where we list what we call the Evil 13.
Yeah.
So, since we named them, we're going to name the people in this 9/11 mafia, the 9/11 war criminals, the 9/11 untruth movement.
Oh, wait. And let's add to this, too, that I've contacted a bunch of these people. People in 9/11truth.org, the executive director, Janice Matthews. And I asked them all the same question. Would you be willing to come on Wing TV to discuss Israel's central role in the events of 9/11, since we came out with this book and we really think this is a topic, an under-discussed topic that needs to be discussed? Let's see. Janice Matthews of 911truth.org emailed me back. I was actually kind of surprised. No, she wouldn't be interested. 911truth.org is not interested in discussing this subject at all, whatsoever, in any way.
So they're not interested in discussing who did 9/11. There's only one question left. There's only one area left in 9/11. Who did it? We know about WTC-7. We know about the Shanksville hoax. We know about the controlled demolition. There's only one thing left. Who did it? And Janice Matthews says, no, we're not interested in that. So let's keep...
Not interested.
Yeah.
Very
so
interested.
Here are the names of the war criminals. David Kubiak. Kyle Hence. Nicholas Levis. Janice Matthews. Michael Woolsey. Mike Berger, who always seems to be on the mainstream shows, who doesn't talk about...
What's he, like the 9/11 truth version of Alex Jones?
Right, exactly. And they're all linked together like a big, gigantic octopus. So here's what I figured. Since 911truth.org is putting out another petition in 2006...
Hey, maybe we'll have another one for 2007.
Here's what I think they're going to release to the public in the years following. In 2007... they're going to have 9/11 patty cakes, you know, patty cakes, that game. 2008.
How about the 9/11 hokey pokey?
Well, 2008 is 9/11 ring around the rosy. 2009, the hokey pokey for 9/11 truth.
Oh, I didn't know you even did that.
Yep. The hokey pokey for 9/11 truth. Now, 2010, here's their marketing strategy. How to sugarcoat 9/11 without ever accomplishing anything. Then, in 2011.
They're already doing that.
Yeah, in 2011, for the 10th anniversary, what are they going to do, Lisa?
Another 9/11 pussyfoot question.
Another pussyfoot petition. Yeah. So at the 10th anniversary, be ready for another petition so everybody can sign their name to these little internet things.
And maybe if you're really lucky, they'll execute another useless, insignificant, inconsequential march around some building far away from ground
seven
zero.
Years away.
Maybe they'll do it around, like, say, a gas station next time or somewhere really important.
And you know what the worst part is, Lisa?
Hmm.
Is the neocons, the Israel firsters, the Zionist-controlled mainstream media.
No
they've
wonder
been
we,
lying
look,
to,
we looked at like we're a joke.
They've been lying to us for 5 years. And you know what? For the past 5 years, these 9/11 mafias, these 9/11 war criminals, have been doing the same damn thing. They've been lying to us. They've been bamboozling us. They're nothing but blatant handlers. The truth about 9/11 is out there.
Mm-hmm.
9/11 evil shows who did it. There's no denying it. But they refuse to name these damn criminals. And each and every single one of these people knows this information. They know it. And they are willfully and deliberately preventing the public from knowing who did 9/11. And I have to ask everybody out there, why are you tolerating this collusion with the enemy? It's all right there in the open now. They've been exposed. And these son of a bitches want to put another petition in front of us.
The truth about 9/11 is out there. The question is, what is being done with this truth? What's being done with it? You know what? Nothing's being done with it. Nothing. And that's by the 9/11 truth movement.
And you know what? I'm holding the 9/11 scholars, the scholars for 9/11 truth guilty. I'm holding Loose Change guilty. I'm holding Dylan Avery and Loose Change guilty. RBN, GCN, and all of these other octopus networks that refuse to bring this information out to the public. This is a slap in your face. This is a betrayal.
This is research suppression.
And this is a crime.
Again, just like they did with the controlled demolition information.
The people that did 9/11 committed a crime against us, and these handlers are likewise committing a crime against you in collusion with the real criminals. And the longer you sit there and don't say a damn word about it, the longer they're going to keep doing. And you know what they they do when they give you this bullshit, when they give you these petitions? Behind the scenes, they're laughing their asses off. They're laughing at you because they're saying, look, they're letting us get away with it. There are very few people that are speaking up about this. There's supposedly tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of 9/11 truth seekers, yet they're being screwed by these handlers.
The deadline for the Scholars for 9/11 Truth petition, well, the number they wanted to get to was 10,000. It's over 16,000 now. That damn thing is still up online on their website. What's going on with that? Nothing? It's just going to sit up there and sit up there and sit up there? It's just what, for show?
It's really been effective. It's done a whole hell of a lot to bring the guilty parties to justice.
Is it window dressing? Is that all it is? And is that all this one is?
Yeah. Why don't they all just sit around like circle jerks and mollycoddle each other? Because that's all they're doing. It's a big intertwined network of BS.
Has a petition, and we really had hope for the Scholars for 9/11 Truth petition. We at least kept a little bit of hope for that one. But has any petition ever really done anything?
Yeah,
they're not
listening
to us. They don't give a damn what we have to say. So why is this petition going to matter at all to anybody?
Yeah. Yeah, the killers are sitting there saying, ooh, we're scared now. They have a petition. Think about it, folks. It's disgusting.
It's disgraceful.
It is. It's uncalled for. And for them to keep foisting this kind of crap on us, is a slap in our face.
Well,
and
guess what?
A slap in your face.
I'm not signing it.
Hell no.
I think that it's bogus.
Yeah.
I think it's totally bogus, and it's being put out by gatekeepers and shills.
Now, we got something very interesting for tomorrow. We're not going to give any more details, but we're going to have some fun with this show tomorrow. There's still tons of nonsense going on in the alternative media. The lies increase exponentially every day. The tactics, the dirty tricks, the Nixonian BS, the Hillary Clinton type of attacks are being used by people in your own midst, and it never stops. We're going to be back tomorrow on Wing TV. Until then, we're not going to quit fighting, and you keep your eyes open because there's a lot going on.
See you all then.